I like your breathy voice.
It's called heart condition.
As we laugh at his heart condition.
Ha ha, Kevin.
I'll get back to you on Monday.
You've got a bad heart.
After my cardiologist appointment.
Yes. So we are recording, and this is not how it was supposed to start, but that's okay.
Welcome that's to what the Golden editing is Strip. For.
Welcome to the Golden Strip Soundcast, the official podcast of the Golden Strip School of Music. My name's Dave Waters, and apparently I'm the ringleader here. For some reason that I still don't know, and they might have to send me to a psychologist to find out, I decided to start a music school.
Good point.
Now, the only way I was able to do that was to do it with the two gentlemen that are hanging out here with me today. We got Kevin Hauer and Sean Allen.
Well, first we have to go on record and say it's Kevin Hoyer.
Hoyer, sorry.
You would think as long as we've been together, you'd know that by now.
You would think, but I am terrible with names. I'm lucky I remember you guys.
Hauer.
Hauer. I get that all the time, so I'm used to it.
There's no O anywhere. Or a W.
But that's you. He doesn't say anything.
Well, I was letting Sean take it because I could see his reaction was more adverse than mine.
Yes. I saw it out of the corner of my eye.
I was immediately flustered.
Yeah, anything pronunciation, he's your man.
See, right now, people, you are getting an insight as to how meetings around here happen.
That's true.
Everyone brings up their points and I correct their grammar.
That's exactly right.
Yes, Sean is the school's grammar Nazi.
Yes, he is.
But that's okay. We like him.
So that minor in English was good for something.
Yes, right. Somebody's got to do it.
That noise you hear is actually one of us doing their nails.
Hey, don't mock the tools of the trade here.
Yes, understood. Okay, so one of the reasons I decided to start this school was because over the years I saw in New York and here in South Carolina how not to do it. And I thought, hey, I can do this better. So I actually went to Kevin and Sean and begged them to come do this with me because there was no way I was going to be able to do it without them. So I thank you guys for doing this with me. And
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
Yeah, it's kind of the vision I've always had of the kind of facility that I wanted to be a part of. And it's definitely... Being at Golden Strip has reinvigorated my passion for teaching.
That's always good to hear.
Me as well. I kind of thought about that this morning as I was walking to my office, how I felt so much more serene and not as stressed as it was getting to be when I was teaching elsewhere near the end. It was just stress upon stress upon stress. And so, yeah, thanks, Dave.
And that's one of the things I noticed was the way teachers were treated. It seemed the music lessons were just an afterthought, a way to help pay the rent when they weren't selling instruments. We won't say who.
And that's exactly right. And I agree with Kevin that, I wake up now and think, man, I'm going to go teach. It's great. Yeah. And before it was like, God, I got to go do this. Yeah. I just felt unappreciated. Yeah. And when you feel like what you do isn't appreciated or has no value, it just makes it a drudgery.
Yeah. There was no net for us at all.
Right, right.
We really had to fend for ourselves, and that wasn't even appreciated. So.
Yes, right. I agree.
And they kept you in tiny little rooms. We tried to make them bigger here. I mean, they're not huge because...
I just love the fact that I'm able to have all of my recording gear and everything in one place. It makes doing my job so much easier, and it's beneficial to the students because now I can create backing tracks right there for them to work with, and it just makes everything much better.
Right. Another thing with the schools, I know when my son was taking drum lessons, there was no recital, there was no... get together, no nothing.
Yeah, so, and that's, I'll let you go ahead,
well,
Kevin.
Well, that was another point that Sean and I had fussed over time and time and freaking time again, is that once we did have, okay, so we started off and we really were into wanting to do showcases, as I kind of led everybody to kind of, rather than a recital, because it was more of a concert.
You know? Right.
Yeah. Okay, so once we started the ball rolling, it was really good, but then it got to be fewer and fewer. And I had more and more students, and I actually lost some students because I didn't get them onto a showcase soon enough. And I just couldn't because we weren't having them. And then we had talked about doing our own little thing, and then, you know, that got to be where it would be a little bit troublesome as well. And then, you know, it's just, and then when it totally stopped, and then the reasoning was just, it was too much for not having them. And I had talked to other people that taught around the country as well. And, you know, that was something that was always put in, whether it was in writing or a handshake deal or whatever, is that there had to be certain X amount of recitals, showcases, whatever you want to call them, a year.
Right.
You have to do that. And especially since we're kind of doing more of, you know, rock band music a lot, most of the time we do have others. And I'm glad that we're starting to put piano, and we had the cellist, and that was awesome, you know, into our concerts. It's just, it's something you have to do.
Right.
I agree. It's, and I also lost students because we didn't have recitals or showcases anymore. That has to be a part of any successful lesson program because parents want to see what their money is getting. They want to see the result of what their kids have been working on. So, right. You know, like you said, we started off with a really great showcase program, and then it kind of dwindled down, and then we lost our venue, and from there it all stopped, even though we still wanted to keep going with it. We just didn't really have the support to do so.
Right. Cause my son took lessons from you for how long?
Three or four years.
And
nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And since we've been here, just since November, we've had two already. And it's been fantastic. And the second one was bigger than the first.
Right. And that's the plan. They keep making them bigger, add changes. I would love to take some of these classical kids and have them play with like you guys, but add a rock edge to it. So do that Beethoven piece that...
Sure.
Whoever. Yeah, well, actually,
but Adam,
Kara reached out to me about that with Brianna. Maybe for the next one, if Jeremy's band is going to play, we can have something that needs keyboards also, and she could be a part of that because she seemed to really enjoy doing the more contemporary stuff.
She did, and that was part of it, was getting her out of her comfort zone. Her comfort zone has always been just
straight
classical piano recital.
Solo, especially. Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Which is the characteristic of a usual recital for classical players.
But right.
Why can't we rock that a little bit? Why can't we change it? Why can't we, you know, make it different? So that's cool that we're always open to those ideas.
Yeah, that was the other thing I wanted to do with this school, was make it open ideas to the teachers. You guys, you two, I consider partners in this business because I couldn't have started it without you. And I depend on you guys day to day for advice to keep me straight or, you know, to bug me with your stupid internet questions.
we'll do that just fine.
That's mostly.
Yeah.
I excel at sarcasm.
And the man.
We can't forget about the man.
Joel has really been great. He irks me to no end all the time, but I still love him.
You guys are like the odd couple.
Well, we're brothers, and that's the problem, you know. But yeah, it's like. His help has been, especially just, and another thing, I'm kind of going off to the studio part.
But yeah, go ahead.
That's just been so cool knowing that that's there. He's doing well with outside, but I think we need to get more of, you know, in-house doing some recordings there, even if it's just a singular song. It doesn't have to be a full.
Yeah, I think we should try to do a project with the teachers, an original composition that we all contribute to.
Yeah.
That would be really cool.
That's another great idea. But
absolutely.
Going back to what you were talking about a few minutes ago, Dave, about the idea to start the school and everything. And, you know, I've had people approach me before to try to lure me away from where I had been for a long time. And that's a hard thing to do when you've been somewhere for so long. It's even though it's not ideal, it's scary to leave and start something new. But once I saw your vision and realized that we were going to have the support we needed to actually do the job to the best of our abilities, that was when I decided it was time to make a change and take this this leap of faith and go for it.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I'm glad you guys did. It was it was stressful the first meeting with Kevin. I'm like, am I going to explain what I want to do here? And is he just going to look at me like I'm nuts?
Yeah, no, but I kind of got where what you were coming from, and you know, being the New York state of mind that we're both in, I somehow got what you were, the way you explained it. It was fine, you know?
New York talk.
Yeah, well, there is something to that. And but, yeah, I mean, it just was the right timing. Mm-hmm. Now, even though the whole COVID thing. But.
Well, I think, at least from my perspective, COVID hurt and helped, actually, because it made it easier to transition. Because once it started, I went completely virtual.
Yeah, same here.
And once I had done that, it was like, there's no reason to go back. I might as well move forward and go on to this new facility.
Because I was out of the physical building.
Right.
And we were all doing that. And I don't see how doing virtual would have worked for me where I was.
No, there was no way.
No, it's just,
I was actually amazed at how many students stuck with me through that period doing the whole virtual thing. And still, I have several that are like, I don't have to put on clothes to do my guitar lesson. I could stay in my pajamas and just stay home. So
no pants.
I've had quite a few that have just stuck with that. Yeah. But for most of them, probably 80%, once they've come here and seen the facility, they've just been blown away and really love being
it's
here.
It's not just the parents. It is the students.
It's the students, too. You know, when they walk in, they're just like, this sense of like, whoa.
Disney World.
Yeah, I love the look on their face when we take them to the performance area.
I know. It's
the eyes light up.
Yeah. It's like, got the big grand piano there. It's fantastic.
It's really good. Yeah, absolutely.
Going back to the COVID thing, being a blessing and a curse. Yes, it's been a curse.
Yeah.
Getting students and other teachers in here. But it was a blessing, too, because we could take our time making everything right.
Yeah, that's
true. What I mean? So by the time we did get to the grand opening 7 months later.
Yeah, right.
Everything was done.
Well, we did have the time to do all the renos that you wanted to do.
Right.
And so we finally got everything done, you know, like he says.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly
it. A finished product, you know.
We weren't rushed to get everything ready.
No kidding. And it's been nice to have a landlord here that shared our vision and was cool with me knocking down all these walls in his building.
Yeah,
you know.
Because I wish I could have been here for some of that. I'd like to knock down a wall or two. Maybe I'll knock one down in Kevin's studio.
No.
He doesn't have any.
That's what happened. I don't have any walls. It's so big.
You guys got anything else you want to discuss during our first
I would like to also take a minute to mention how helpful my PR firm has been in all of this.
Oh, my PR lab is great.
I'll admit, when we had that first meeting with them and David said, okay, we're going to do a concert in 3 weeks. I was like, what? Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
Do you know how much prep time goes into pulling these off? But it was the kick in the rear we needed. Because if he hadn't done that, we'd probably still be planning the first one, quite frankly.
You're probably right, because I definitely needed that kick and the guidance on how to do it.
Well, that's the guidance part, is that there was a superstructure around us to help us do it.
Right.
We didn't have to worry about some things about putting it together. We really had to worry about putting
All we had to do was worry about getting the students ready.
That's kind of what we're here for. Now we do other things as well, as far as promotion online and stuff like that. But basically, the organization of it was all taken care of for us. And that was... another stress reliever. It's like I didn't really have a stress about it where, man, some of those showcases that I know I've been through with Sean, it's like, ay, 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 talk about biting your nails. No pun intended there, Sean.
Thank you. I'm still filing away. Still
filing, I know. So, I mean, it would just be so nerve-wracking because, you know, we didn't know if the gear was going to be there and who was going to do it. And people did step up, but it was just nothing from the top.
Right.
It was all
right.
Us doing all the work.
Yes, and a tremendous amount of work to pull those things off.
Yeah.
And the sad part is that, at least for me, I didn't see that much benefit from doing them then, not nearly to the level that we are now. Yeah. I have so many parents coming to me just telling me how fantastic our event last Saturday was and how, you know, they want their kids up on stage performing. And that level of enthusiasm kind of has its own energy. And it makes doing my job easier because now the student sees I have an opportunity to show what I've learned, to show what I can do.
Exactly.
And that pushes them to practice more, which also makes my job easier.
Yeah. How many times did we hear on the other ones where it would be, it kind of goes back to the sales again.
Right.
Sponsored by.
Well, and, you know, I'm not going to get
some
on.
Some of that is necessary.
I'm not going to get in here and badmouth anyone or trash anyone, but there were just some nepotism's not the right word, but there were some people involved that should not have been involved, that were not qualified on any level, that kind of just dragged the whole thing down a little bit and sort of made me just not even want to do them anymore.
Yeah.
Like back when we had Kyle and Zach running them, it was fantastic. And the energy was just so high and I loved doing that. But when that changed, it definitely went downhill quite a bit.
Yeah.
And that's a shame.
Yeah.
Not only for you guys, but for the students. I mean,
that's exactly
all of a sudden there's no way to show what they're learning.
Yeah. Right, right.
And I feel bad for the students that I did lose because of that, because they were so, that was a big part of why they were continuing lessons, because, you know, it was the experience of playing with the band, especially teaching drums, you know. And then when that didn't happen, they were like, sorry, you know, we've lasted as long as we can. And it was sad, and I was really, you know, kind of ashamed of it, but there's nothing else I could have done really either.
But you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not the music teacher, but it seems that unless a child is a prodigy type, like a Jeremy, getting them to practice is a nightmare.
Oh, it is a nightmare.
It can be. For some of them, it's really difficult. But there again, having this as an end goal is a great motivator.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have students like that, too, that it's a struggle to get them to practice. I had one yesterday, and I knew he hadn't practiced all week. So I just kind of took a left turn. I was like, hey, let's write a song. I went to the restroom and came back, and he was playing a little riff on his guitar. And I was like, what is that? And he's like, oh, it's something I made up. And he was kind of shy about it. I was like, play it again. Mm-hmm. And he played it. I was like, well, that's really cool. Let's work with that. So I showed him how to put it into a DAW and create a drum track and a bass track. And now over the next few weeks, that's going to be our project. We're going to write his original composition. And that immediately, I could see the change where we're not doing this boring exercise. We're not doing this boring song that I want to practice. Now I'm really excited because it's something that I'm creating.
That's great. He's not sitting there going, oh, Dorian scales.
Yeah, I had my two, as far as practicing, I had my students that were in the last outdoor concert, and I remember them telling me, because they'd been taken from me for years, there's no way I'm ever going to play on one of those. I'm just too terrified and too scared, and I don't, you know, have the confidence, is obviously what they were trying to tell me, maybe, but without saying it. And look, they did it, you know, and they're ready for the next one. You know, and that's always how it always is.
And I've noticed pretty much 100% of the time after that initial.
Welcome back now that the technical glitch has been addressed. So if you hear a silent
people
part,
don't know.
They do now.
Well, they now, because you told them.
We're transparent. and welcome and loving here. Oh, so wow. Stop it.
Well, we had left off. We were talking about Rush and how if Brandon were here, that's all we would be talking about, which is not inherently a bad thing. But what I wanted to close with was going back to what we started at the very beginning of the conversation is just how I've always wanted to be a part of a facility that had everything in-house. And here we have the lessons, showcase area, recording studio, YouTube studio, podcast studio. It's the only place like it anywhere around. It's the only place an aspiring musician can come, learn how to play his instrument, perform live, get video, audio, all professionally done in one place. And I think that's a really great thing.
And I think especially since COVID, I mean, it makes it so much easier for us. You know, hopefully we're moving out of that, but it's all still here. It's all in one-stop shopping. And it's, it's definitely the way I feel as well.
Well, that was the goal when I started this was to just have everything in one place and have something that nobody else has.
Yeah,
you're not going to walk into any other lesson place and see what we've got here.
No, absolutely not.
I've never seen this
anywhere honestly.
Really. Yeah.
There are places that have done parts of it or made an attempt, but it's never been to this level.
No, absolutely. So,
and so next I figured what I would do to help people realize we're here is I'm going to start setting you guys out front near the sign with an instrument. I'm going to make you play.
So it's basically, we're going to be the equivalent of a sign twirler.
Yes.
It's like, but is it
Geico? Yes. Geico? I think so. Oh, no, it's Progressive.
Progressive.
Right, right.
Yeah. And I only remember that because of the girl's whiny voice. Like
that sign says.
I'll walk out there with a Marshall stack and...
That's what I was thinking.
Draw some attention.
I'm going to have you guys...
It has to be like a costume. You got
to dress up like Kiss.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Yeah, we'll have accidents out front then. We don't want that.
No.
Do we know anybody that has a fat suit? I could wear one of those.
He's trying to reach the strings on his guitar.
Right, yeah, right.
Exactly. Can't quite reach.
We can make a game out of it. Can Sean play with a fat suit?
It's a challenge. I'll take it. Challenge accepted.
Only at Golden Strip School of Music.
Kevin, do you have anything you want to add?
No, I think that's, you summed that up very well at the end there. It's someplace. And I think in some ways I didn't really know that I wanted all of that. But now that I'm in it, it's like, oh, well, this is the realization. And I really do enjoy teaching. And I love my playing, but I still think teaching supersedes all of that for me. And
well, now you've got that fabulous studio, too. Like, your studio now is the size of some people's apartments.
I know. It's nice, isn't it?
It's fantastic. I'm jealous of that one.
Man, it was just being so small and claustrophobic, and I never really... And I have students, younger students, that tell me that almost weekly. They just love the size of the room. They get up sometimes during the middle of the lesson, just walk around to chill out, and that's cool, you know? And we have that kind of openness, and it's, you know, then I got to throw something at them to get them to sit back down. But, you know, but they just love that freedom, and it's pretty cool. So.
We need Golden Strip coffee mugs. That's a thing we should have.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a great thing.
I don't drink coffee.
Yeah, well, but
so I don't.
Sorry.
So I don't get one.
Well, that's going to be my grand contribution to today's podcast. The Golden Strip coffee mug needs to happen.
Okay. Do you have anything? Do you want me to make?
No, coffee mug.
Coffee mug settles it for you?
Yeah. See, that's right. A double.
Boy, these guys are easy to please.
All I need are coffee mugs and cinnamon, and I'm good to go.
It doesn't take very much.
And working internet, which you guys both missed it.
Uh-oh.
There was a lightning strike right near the building last night.
Oh, my gosh.
So apparently I was asleep at 10:30, and Joel sent me a text that there was a lightning strike near the building. He's almost soiled his diapers. But that the internet went out. I'm like, oh, of course.
Of course. Of course he was here, too.
Yeah.
Was he sleeping on the couch again?
He might have been.
He might have been, yeah.
One of his kids kick him out?
No, he says when the power goes off at his apartment, sometimes he comes over here and sleeps.
Yeah, no, he was mixing something, but
yeah, I think that's what it was.
Luckily, his text also said that the wireless was fine. So I was like, man, if that wireless modem went,
that's well, I'm gonna have fun. To start keeping my inflatable mattress in my truck for when I want to have one of those gaming marathons.
That's right.
Stick it in my room,
and I gotta put I should put a shower in for you guys.
Well,
coffee mugs and a shower. This.
The golden strip shower.
That isn't gonna work. It's gonna become the golden strip truck stop. You can get coffee in a hot shower.
Hey, we've got it all. And with that, I think we should say goodbye before this gets out of hand.
Absolutely.
Guys, thank you so much for doing this with me. I appreciate you doing the podcast and for teaching at our little school. And the future podcasts are gonna be one-on-one, and oh man, we need like 20 microphones because I think it would be hysterical to just get everybody in here.
Oh my gosh.
Well, we'd have to move it. Just imagine 20 of us in this room.
Yeah, that's not going to work. No, I like Kevin, but not that much.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening. Next week, we are going to start the one-on-one interviews.
All right. Thanks, Dave.